but I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
somebody.
Can anybody find me somebody to love?
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I love the song by Queen. What say you, Joseph and Eric?
I'm surprised you got that one, Dave.
I knew this one, didn't I? Did Kathleen? I bet she knew this one, too.
Of course. I listen to Queen all the time.
That's one of my favorite groups of all time.
Somebody. Somebody.
Zeppelin and Queen are the top two groups of all time.
Which one? Who's the other one?
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, I love Lubs. I used to be in a band. I played Black Dog. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I could do that. You're impressed? Can do that. Oh, you could do it. You're probably way better than I am.
When was the last time you picked up a guitar?
15 years ago.
Well, then I'm better than you.
Oh, yeah. But I did enjoy it. I wasn't great, but I was good, you know, pretty good. I wasn't like Terry Kath. Remember him?
Who?
Chicago, Terry Kath.
No, I never looked up to him as a guitar player.
Oh, Hendrix thought he was better than himself. We're going to have the director of the History of Chicago on at, I think, 11:30. You don't want to miss that.
Cool.
Documentary of Chicago, Sedona Film Festival. Get your tickets now. I think it's the 19th. I think 19th is already sold out. They're a phenomenal band.
Now, this is a good guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Brian May. Did you know he's an astrophysicist?
Oh.
He teaches at Oxford.
Really?
He's a doctor. He's got a doctorate.
Oh, that's craziness. Well, how about Hendrix? Wasn't he good?
Yeah, Hendrix is great.
Hendrix thought Terry Kath was better. The guy died at 31, though.
Oh. Was that the guy who shot himself accidentally?
Accidentally. Can you?
Wasn't he playing Russian roulette?
No, he was actually cleaning a gun, and he thought he put out the clip or took it out, and sad. He was a
boom.
He really was a great guitarist, though. And all right.
Well, I'm curious. I know you got a message in just a second, but I'm curious. Why would we bother playing Queen, Somebody to Love, during Breakthrough Entertainment's Super Bowl special?
Why do we want to play?
Why would we
to
play
love?
That? Why would we play Somebody to Love during Breakthrough Entertainment's Super Bowl special? What does that have to do
date?
With?
We're trying to get you a date. Is that it?
No, it is actually the song that is featured in Honda's Super Bowl commercial this year.
Oh,
Sheep sing that song.
Sheep.
Oh
yes.
No! I can't believe Brian May let them do that.
But you know what?
Sheep. What do you mean? Not bad. What is Sheep? What does
it's
that mean?
It's Queen's voice. It's you know it's that track. But Sheep doing it, you know.
Oh, so they're singing.
It is absolutely hysterical. It's one of my favorite Super Bowl commercials.
However.
And you're going to hear more about my favorite for Super Bowl commercials this year. After
this
Dave.
Hour, Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road. Call him, Alexander. Great integrity, honesty. Good friend of mine and my mechanic. Call him at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. The mechanic of the stars, I'm going to call him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he knows you. No, he doesn't. Well, not yet. Well, eventually, when you need an auto mechanic. So.
Sure. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, you don't want. Yeah, that's.
No, we don't want that happening. But yeah, so it's.
I'm watching that commercial right now that's not Queen.
Well, who's singing it then?
It's just a bunch of people that they've gathered to do it, but it's not Queen.
Well,
I'm so
good.
Sad. I'm very
it's funny.
Sad.
It's funny, though.
But it's not funny that
I'm waiting
sad.
For the funny part.
All right. Well, I thought it was cute. I thought it was a very cute commercial for Honda. So
now it's got Queen in it.
Oh, you were right.
At first, it was other people's voices.
Well, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, it's one of my favorite of the Super Bowl commercials that air tomorrow during the Super Bowl 50. The Super Bowl 50.
Can you believe it? 50 Super
50
Bowls.
Years old, I know.
Have you seen all those Super Bowls?
No. How would I have seen every...
Reruns, what? I tricked you. Okay.
All right. Well, another company that is advertising during the Super Bowl is Death Wish Coffee, okay?
Ooh,
now,
never.
But they didn't purchase their advertising. They actually won their spot. The creators of World's Strongest Coffee, Death Wish Coffee Company, took first place in Intuit QuickBooks Small Business Big Game Competition. They've secured a 30-second commercial during the biggest game, offering more than 100 million viewers. They sent us some coffee to taste.
Yeah?
So smell it.
How come I don't get one?
Dave, you have one. It's sitting right there.
Oh, there it is. Yes. I see it, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, now smell it first.
Okay, it's like
That's pretty
wine.
Strong.
Wait,
That's pretty strong
wait,
coffee.
We got to do it like wine.
When they sent
it,
this,
you know what it tastes
like?
It tastes like espresso.
You have to do like this.
I see.
Rotate it in your hand, and then
that's a good idea. Yeah,
you rotate
and then sniff it.
The cup.
So smell it.
Joseph, the cup that rotate in your hand.
Oh,
okay, there you go.
What was I rotating?
And then you smell it. Oh, 1942, I think. Good year.
That's a good year.
Wow.
Well, that is good, actually.
That's strong coffee. If you like coffee,
Greg should be drinking it in shots, like espresso.
Well, that's
this is a pretty... How about you, Kathleen? Did you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, it is really good. Eric, you like it?
Yeah, it tastes good.
And Joseph,
I think I need a little lemon zest to put around the rim of my cup.
Well, lemons or salt?
Lemon peel, lemon zest.
Why not like salt or sugar, like martini type?
I mean, sure, you could put liquor in it too. Why not?
Oh,
yeah. Because actually someone on our stream wrote during the break, they said coffee goes great with hangovers. So, yeah, this and super strong coffee would be absolutely excellent with hangovers.
It is very good. I would agree.
And because I know that in the past, like during our holiday gift guide special, we had some flavored coffees. I really like flavored coffees. I know Eric said he's not much of a fan of flavored coffees, right?
No.
You like the flavor of coffee, right, Eric? Yes, he's busy at the moment, but he likes the flavor of coffee.
So
you like the flavor of coffee.
Remember that song, Wake Up Little Susie?
Yes, okay. Everly Brothers.
You like coffee flavor, not flavored coffees, right?
That's correct.
Exactly.
I do not like flavored coffee.
And there's a lot of people
like
out
Starbucks?
There.
Starbucks? No.
And there's a lot of people out there who like the flavor of coffee, and I love the flavor of coffee, and this is, you know, you're going to get plenty of coffee in this, and I'm sure that we're going to be really awake after this, don't you think?
I'm already flying.
Yeah, so again, it's the world's...
It wasn't the coffee, however.
It's the world's strongest coffee. It's called Death Wish Coffee. And again, you can find out more information about that at deathwishcoffee.com. It's also on ebay.com and amazon.com. It's Price Chopper supermarkets throughout the capital region. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from them because they have this really cool pirate commercial that is...
I'm watching it now.
...during the Super Bowl, yeah. So that one's a really cool one, and you know, of course they're on the coffee, and so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Now, I've seen a lot of the Super Bowl ads that are going to be airing tomorrow. Not all of them, but a lot of them. So I will tell you, of course, we've had some of the Doritos winners here in studio, right? The Doritos crashed the Super Bowl contest.
He was really nice. What was his name?
Yeah, we had two of them.
Oh, yeah,
one that won. Phoenix.
And the one that almost won.
One that won, almost won. This year, they've got three ads in competition, the finalists. There's one about Tinder, there's one with dogs, and then there's one featuring an ultrasound. I hope the ultrasound one wins. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's really cool how the ultrasound baby wants the Doritos.
Is that the one that's baby clapping?
No.
Did you see that on the news? That somebody had the news was playing the song. What is it? What do they call those things when they rub the thing on your belly? And
ultrasound.
Yeah, ultrasound. The baby's clapping its hands.
This one's kind of
I didn't see that.
Only they have
it was supposed to be real, but
bag,
I don't know if it was.
And then of course they throw the Doritos somewhere in the.
How'd they get the baby to clap the hands?
That was really real.
Well, that one was supposedly real, but I don't believe it is.
Now, there's also, I really like the one for Wix.com. Of course, we reviewed Kung Fu Panda 3 a few weeks ago. Their ad features Kung Fu Panda, and it's actually a spoof on a lot of the other Super Bowl ads, including that one where the guy says, "I'm on a horse," right? Remember that?
No.
Of course,
yeah, those
Old
are funny.
Spice.
Yeah, those are funny commercials.
Those are good.
So they do one with, you know, the Budweiser. So they do advertisements for, you know, like it's a spoof on that. There's also a spoof on I'm on a horse, only he says I'm on a tiger, and he's on top of a tigress.
Oh, I knew her.
Yeah, I met her.
Yeah, I saw that picture of you with her.
Yes, that's my new girlfriend. Bud Light has a hilarious ad I mentioned earlier. Seth Rogen and Amy Schumer talking about the really big caucus that's coming up.
And who's her uncle?
I do know.
You know. Bob's
your uncle.
No. Eric and Kathleen, you know who Amy Schumer's uncle is?
Somebody named Schumer?
The senator from New York.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now, Mountain
Senator
Dew.
Senator Schumer.
I don't think she's that funny, so.
Mountain Dew has the creepiest Super Bowl commercial this year. Puppy Monkey Baby.
What does that mean?
That's all I'm going to say. Puppy Monkey Baby. Mm. It's combining three really cool things, and it's a really creepy ad.
A puppy, a monkey,
and then a baby? Yes.
Later?
Hyundai has a bunch of different commercials. My favorite of theirs is Ryanville. Ryanville. It's Ryan Reynolds everywhere.
Could that be?
Well, girls like that. Women.
Kathleen, do you like Ryan Reynolds? Do you think? He's in
Deadpool?
Yeah, she likes him.
She likes him. She
likes
him.
Okay.
So, yeah. And
yeah. Okay, she likes him.
Yes.
Now that she knows who you're talking about.
He was with Sandra Bullock and Engaged or something, or
I don't know.
It was a pretty good movie.
Yep.
Van Wilder, one of my favorite movies. He was in that.
We mentioned the Amazon ad with Alec Baldwin, of course.
I like him as an actor, though.
Now, if you like singing animals, you know I love my pet duck Frozen. There's a singing duck in Toyota's commercial. It's called Heck on Wheels, and there's a singing duck.
Are
a
these
duckling.
Better than commercials than last year? I don't think last year was that.
This year's good. Are pretty. Some of these are pretty good.
Yeah,
there's
I
a tribute to David Bowie by Audi. Audi does a tribute to David Bowie.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Oh, Earth, Wind, and Fryer. Fryer.
Yeah.
Fire. Our thoughts with their family. Who's Curtis?
I forget.
Why? Curtis.
We'll find out about it because I think we got to go to a break. But the song that's going to take us into our break in just a moment is another song that's featured in actually my favorite of this year's Super Bowl commercials. It is the song that's featured in the Heinz ad, featuring a bunch of wiener dogs dressed up as hot dogs.
Well, that's weird.
Right. Without You, of course, is the song by Harry Nilsson.
He's not referring to me, of course.
You've got to check out this ad tomorrow during the Super Bowl. Wiener dogs, Heinz, check it out. Breakthrough Entertainment Super Bowl special.
1480 AM KPHX.
We'll be right back.
All right.